Western Wool Marketing, which we purchased from Olam Australia, is a very strategic fit into our current business. Although they are another broker, private buyer operating in the central state of New South Wales as well as Victoria and Queensland, and we are competitors or have been in the past, we actually didn't border each other from a competition point of view. So the strategic fit for us to expand on the East Coast was one of purchasing Western Wool.
How long have you been, I guess, seeking an entry point into the eastern states?
If we go back to 1999, when they ceased selling sales in Adelaide, that particular year we moved to Victoria. So our presence in the eastern states has been through Victoria, where we currently operate in Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo and Benalla. So this one, which pushes us into the Gippsland and also back into the western area of Victoria, it complements what we're already doing. And in New South Wales, we occupied the pastoral area, which was really referred to as Western New South Wales. So as they're central and then northern pushing up into Queensland, it actually completes the picture for us on the East Coast.
And can you say how much this deal is worth?
At this particular point, Clint, I would decline to comment on that, as I'm bound by confidentiality.
When is the purchase expected to be completed? Do you have a date in mind?
It'll be later this particular month, so it'll be fairly short time frame. We're currently doing due diligence, but will definitely be completed by the end of this month.
Quality Wool's Managing Director, Mark Dyson, speaking about his company's acquisition of Western Wool Marketing. The seller of that business, Olam Australia, says wool is no longer part of the company's strategic direction. He is the country head and executive director, Bob DeLauba.
Well, we're interested in growing our business down here in Australia, but we're more keen about growing selectively. We're large players in cotton, with the largest ginners and marketers. We've got a large edible nuts business through our almond orchards. So we grow, we process and we market edible nuts. And we've got dairy trading business that we're interested in expanding. In wool, we were niche players in a global market that's relatively small when you look at the wool fibre.